Today FM Breakfast
with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London.
Hey, podcast. Look, we've got interviews. We don't have much time to, so just enjoy the podcast today, all right?
Love you guys. Happy Thursday, beautiful morning. MC boys. You're looking fresh and delightful this morning.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, we are.
We got a big show today.
We do.
We have got Jasmine. No, that's the wrong one.
Oops. Oh, no.
Cassandra Thornberry.
Don't say that when she comes in.
Because
I'll sit next to her and we're awkward.
You mean Carl Stefanovic's wife? You don't
no,
say
No, Cassandra Thornberry, mother of three, author, journalist, very accomplished woman.
You're working together, Grant, because she's on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, and looking red hot right now.
In the telly
just a week's dancing lessons has just transformed her.
She looks really good. And Guy Sebastian, Ash, you're going to get deeply personal.
Yeah, I've got a really personal question to ask him. I've wanted to ask him for a little while now, and I thought, hey, we'll get the elephant out of the room and we'll address it this morning. Hopefully, I can get an answer out of him.
Okay. Get the elephant out of the room. I don't think that's how that saying works. No.
Address the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
Someone get that elephant out of the room.
It's early.
Lead it with a carrot.
Fair enough. Yeah, that was wrong, wasn't it?
That's a bit of fun, though.
603. Warming up.
You've invented something. I like it.
Can I stand by? It's the new saying. Get the elephant out of the room.
It's going to work. It's going to work.
Fine. After 8 this morning as well, $50,000. The Secret Sound is back next. Oh, look, another day has gone by with another politician doing something stupid this time. Now, it's not Donald Trump.
No. Maybe Bob Catter, who's who we're talking about, has finally cemented his platform to be Prime Minister.
That's a big call, Cavalier. It's a very
big call.
That's
a pretty loose calls in the past, mate, even about things like the drought. Like, I don't know his stance on anything is that accurate.
All right, we'll find out what Bob Catter's done.
Now, Bob Catter, somewhat controversial federal MP Bob Catter, known for his comments around a range of issues. Now, Grant, you've been working a lot with you live on a farm, you've been working a lot with farmers to talk about the drought and the various solutions for drought.
Yeah.
And but I think you guys are all wasting your time.
Oh, really?
Because Bob solved it ages ago. Take it away, Bob.
In 45 years, I've been through, 400 droughts.
400.
The answers are, in fact, very simple. I mean, the answer is you put water on that ground and it grows grass. That's the answer.
Okay.
Oh, God. Man's a genius. I'm going to cancel all these hay bales that we're delivering to these drought-affected farmers and stop delivering food then tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, you're wasting your time and theirs. Okay. So not to make light of that, but yesterday he's had another swing, Ash. He said, in my whole life, up to 50. Now, I'm quoting Bob Catter here. This is not Ed Cavalli speaking.
To be very clear, maybe you need to put on an accent.
I'll do my Bob Catter. Yeah, I can't really do Bob Catter. In my whole life up to 50, I have never seen or heard of a homosexual person. Now it's fashionable. It's just like a fashion trend. Tomorrow there'll be another fashion. Now, I didn't know that homosexuality was a fashion trend. So we have in our office, in our team, our beautiful Max. Morning, Max.
Morning. Very fashionable, very gay.
Okay, so you are an official homosexual.
Yes. Have been.
Okay.
Show me your badge, please, just so I can. I'm just going to check his badge. Yes, I can rectify.
Okay. Now, Maxie, when you read this, what did you think?
Oh, I just think, doesn't Bob realise that only gays know what's in fashion? Right now, it's a horrible case. Yeah. It takes one to know one, girl.
Takes one to know one, Catter. It's so true. It is so true. I hope he's listening.
You're only doing it to be fashionable, Max? Is that why you're doing it? You're going to give it up when it's no longer, cool anymore? Is this what's happening?
Well, look, I've stopped wearing peach because it's not in fashion anymore. But
okay, so it's one step. Now, Max, as a fashion trend, where did you first see homosexuality and thought this might be for me? Was it Kylie Minogue? I mean, what was the first where you realised this is a fashion I might want to get involved in?
Do you want the real answer?
Yes, please.
It was Big Brother Uncut when I was like 11 years old.
Do you know what? Speaking of, because I'm a bit older than you, the first penis I ever saw was Fitzy's penis.
Oh, wow.
In Big Brother Uncut.
Wow.
I'd never seen one before.
An uncut penis.
Wow.
And I remember it was on and it was late at night and I was like, God, shivers me. What?
I didn't realise they went that far on up late.
Uncut they did.
All right. And on that note.
Fashions were started for everyone.
Let's move on.
A Big Brother Uncut.
Just quickly, the HSC. Now, the day you get your HSC results is at the time, as we've discussed before, you think it's the biggest thing in the world. And as your life moves on, you realize, well, it wasn't the biggest deal ever. You have many things in your life that you're going to go and do. Now, I was looking at this story of 69,000 people, Year 12 graduates, have got their HSC a little while ago, but the date's wrong. The Department of Education grant has managed to get the date wrong, and not just a little bit wrong, Ash. It says 2017.
Yeah, they got the year wrong.
Yeah, they managed to get the year wrong.
And the irony is that a lot of those people that got their HSC certificates would have had to do a history exam or something.
Yeah, they're a stickler for details.
Yeah, if you got the date wrong of, I don't know, some war, you'd be marked down for that.
Of some war. You did well at history, didn't you? Yeah, a lot of people died. That's why we have Anzac Day, to celebrate some war.
I did a lot of art and drama at high school.
Oh, did you now? How useful.
Music doesn't give you the highest score, by the way.
Yeah, it gets marked down. Look at me now, though, PLC.
Yeah, take that.
Oh, PLC, come on. Now, this does happen a lot, though, because I believe there's been results sent out, poor results in the past. I think the HSC sent Grant a sheet that said he passed, which is not true.
No, you don't have to laugh at that, Grant, because that's hurtful.
Yeah, you know that I'm sensitive about this, and I was embarrassed about my high school
and score. And I've never told
anybody in my life until you made me say it on air and radio.
I don't think
you made my mum say it on my behalf.
Yeah, for those who didn't hear it, what did you get in the HSC?
39.8.
Grant, you don't need to explain yourself. You didn't need to say another word. It's fine. Look at how far you've come.
You know what annoys me more than that score is I never won the Year 11 Media Award, even though I deserved it, and Belinda Pinch got it, but I clearly was the one that was stronger in the class.
And I
fearlessly forged a career just to make up for the fact that I never won the Media Award.
Did it make it feel worse that you lost to someone with a made-up name? What is Belinda Pinch?
She lived around the corner from me. She's lovely.
Oh, I'm sure the Pinch family, sorry to them. But then I got the letter, and then they keep changing it, Ash. So then you could ring up.
Oh, yeah.
You could ring up to get your results, and then they could send you an email. So it's not doesn't have the same kind of, like,
now
you
it's
wait
a text.
With a letter. Now it's a text.
Yeah, you just get a text, and you don't know when it's going to come. They said it was going to come at 8 a.m., and apparently this year, some people were getting it at 6 a.m.
In the future, it's just going to be an emoji. You're going to open your phone, and if you've done well, you're going to get the fire. And if you got Grant's score in the 30s, they'll just send you the eggplant. But there you go. That's what you get.
I love eggplant. That's good, though. Maybe you did well.
Oh, sorry. All right.
Maybe the poo emoji.
Oh, there you go. The smiling poo.
I don't think you're hosting Dancing with the Stars, are you, Cavalier?
Yeah. Sucked in, Cavalier.
Who are you hosting it with? Belinda Pinch? Is it you and Pinch?
No, it's me and Amanda Keller from another radio station.
All right.
I'd rather.
Now I'm bored. Let's go.
Today FM's Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks.
Go, go, go. Let me show you what it's all about. 7:03 Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalier, and Ash London. And Ash, I think you said it a couple of days ago. If you are really good at Scattergories, Alpha Bucks
totally
is the game for you.
And don't be like my nephew with whom we played recently. The letter was A. And then when it came to saying all of our answers, he said, our dog, our house, our car. Technically right. I know. Pretty good for a six-year-old.
And the other thing I love about us is we're here to help. And we can help in many ways, in just having a laugh in the morning or giving away stacks of cash, like we're just about to do to Jerry from Glenmore Park.
Good morning.
Because you got something big coming up very, very soon, don't you?
I'm getting married in 10 days in Bali.
Yes.
Okay.
How many people are hauling us to Bali for the wedding, Jez?
55.
Oh. Whoa. Okay. All right. If you're going to open the bar for everybody, you need a keep of cash. Now, if you get the $10,000, though, can I be the page boy?
100% can you, even if I don't win the cash.
Yeah. You've signed yourself up for that one, Grant, then. Yeah, sucked in.
I don't mind. 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter G today. G for Grant. Grant, your page boy.
Okay. Come on, Jerry.
You get $100 for every question you get right. 10 grand if you can get them all. All right, Jerry. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Name a magazine.
Pass.
A shoe brand.
Gucci.
Disney character.
Grumpy.
An animal.
Giraffe.
AFL team.
Gold Coast Titans.
Fast food takeaway chain.
Pass.
School subject?
Geography.
A flower.
Jasmine Gomez. Gerbera.
A cooking ingredient?
Pass.
TV show?
Gossip Girl?
Yeah, she said Gossip Girl.
Got to get in there. She's getting married. Gossip Girl.
That's alliterated. So, I mean, I would give her $200 yes, for that. But...
$600, Jerry.
Good on you, darling.
Thank you so much. That'll come in handy.
Still a couple of bin tanks for everybody, right, at the wedding.
Damn, now, great. Yeah. Have one of you boys got some marriage advice for Jerry, given that you've both been happily married for so long?
Something.
I got one.
Never go to bed angry. The greatest show is back, everybody. Dancing with the Stars is now on 10. The glitz, the glamour, the celebrities. 26 seasons it's done consecutive in America.
We should just say that back. You are hosting it, which is half the reason why you're so excited.
Well, the first couple of names have been released. So celebrity-wise, Samuel Johnson, obviously great actor and charity fundraiser. Former West Indies cricketer Curtly Ambrose.
Love that.
Who's about 9'10". Can't wait to stand next to him. Yeah, and, of course, Karl Stefanovic's ex-wife, Cassandra Thorburn, is joining the series as well. And she's now with us this morning. Good morning, Cass.
Morning, Grant. How are you going? When you say it like that, Curtly and then Samuel and then me, it's so bizarre, right?
Like, oh, it's great. Man, I am so excited. Like, as a host, I am so excited you said yes to this. But with so much going on in your life, and we've all seen it, why did you say yes to dancing? Was it your dad, was it?
Yeah, well, I felt like I couldn't say, I just couldn't say no. When it was first offered, Dad was extremely sick, and it was just before, day before he passed away. The conversation with him was about, you know, having regrets, and I told him about the opportunity to do it, and he said, you know, don't have any regrets. And it's so true. When you get to the end of your life, obviously you start thinking, what do you regret? And I don't know, I just kind of thought, this would be silly to knock back.
I love it. And it is inspiring to watch, because I think so many people have been through something where they feel like things have been taken away from them. It's hard, it's tough, there's grief, there's, I can't control this narrative. And from an outsider's perspective, I mean, I'm holding the Daily Telegraph right now, page 7, where you are wearing this red little number. I mean, lady to lady, Cass, baby girl looking good. Do you feel like this is the start of a transformation for you?
Well, I feel like it's not just a transformation. It's like I guess people don't really know much about me or who I am or what I do, and that is me. So I guess I'm just wanting the opportunity to showcase that, I guess.
Yeah, and I think it's time people stop referring you to you as someone's ex-wife, but start referring to you as everything you've done.
I've always been Cassandra Thorburn. It's always been my name. So, I think we can refer to me as that. That'd be great.
We're right behind you. This is interesting, though, because I've been reading some of your quotes about doing this show, Cassandra, and also going back and you talking about a long time ago, you giving up your career at that point around a family and sort of focusing on that. And what's the feeling now that you're like, right, okay, this is me now.
Yeah, this is me, and it is it's an opportunity. I haven't been, you know, there is criticism about, you know, me asking for privacy. That was about my divorce. What I'm wanting now is to, you know, and I've made no secret of it, I've been trying to maneuver myself back into the workforce, which I would have done regardless because because they've got, you know, I'm in a position to now.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, now, we've got, so if I was asking, you've got to remember, Cass, if I was talking to you and I asked my wife and her friends and everyone else in my world, what do you want me to ask? I have to ask some of these. I just have to. what I got to do it. What do you make of the new Today Show?
I haven't seen it.
You've seen a little bit of it.
That is
not true.
No, I believe you, Cass. I believe you.
I haven't.
You're too busy at the gym working on that booty.
I didn't even watch in the past. Like, I'm not a big, morning TV was not something that went on in our house.
Okay.
Sorry.
Fair enough. Okay. Now, what's your status? Because you're looking fantastic. You sound great. You sound really happy. Are you single? What's going on with your life?
Look, the only man in my life at the moment is Marco. Marco, as you
call dancer.
Himself.
Your dancer. Your dancer.
Well, there is a long history, Cass. There is a long history.
Oh, look, I'm pretty sure there's a little bit of an age gap between the pair of us. I don't think that, but I'm having a great time.
We all know, Cass, age gaps mean nothing. This is what I'm proposing. I'll pretend I'm not married for the night. You and me, we can go hit Red Room in the city. We'll drop it low on the club.
Red Room, what's that?
It's an R&B club, so you can drop it low to some dirty R&B.
Do that. Yeah. That'd be great.
You wear that red number that you're wearing on the telly. I'll pull something out of the closet and we will hit the town. Yes or no,
Cass?
We can
hop in the red number together.
Yes! Yes. I would not look as good as you. I don't have those legs, mate, unfortunately.
Hey, Cass, your enthusiasm for this is absolutely amazing. I loved our chat the other day when we got to sort of reflect on what we're about to both enter. But quite frankly, looking fit, feeling fine, wearing magnificent dresses and killing it on the dance floor, is that the best revenge?
Look, Tim Chappell's an amazing designer and the dresses are fantastic.
Great. Well done.
She is a good journalist. Yes.
One more. Cass, we got to tell you something because you've been possibly living in a bubble where people are writing about you a lot and then et cetera, and that can feel, as you've said before, you know, somewhat under siege. I think you need to know that the wider public and particularly the media, mate, everyone was Team Cass.
Oh, yeah.
Like it was 100% dead set. The way that you handled yourself.
There's a team now. It's Team Cass and Marco.
I'm telling you, man, you're not going to say it, but revenge is so sweet. Is a dish best served in prime time in a hot red number. Trust me. And good luck to you.
Dance as well as she can dodge questions. She's going to be just
Thank
fine.
Thank you so much, guys.
Dancing with the Stars starting soon on Channel 10. Cassandra Thorburn, thank you so much for being on
good
the
on
show this morning.
Good on you,
Thank you so much for having me. Let's go dancing soon.
You can enjoy Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London anytime, anywhere. Just download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
All right, so I am going through something that I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy, and that is finding somewhere to live and then furnishing that house.
Ouch.
It's you don't feel full of excitement and joy about like a new place?
No, because there's so much to do because I have zero furniture. And I'll give you a bit of a life hack, guys, if you're listening. This is what I do. I think it's my Lebanese roots coming through because we love a bargain and a life hack.
Yep.
I go to all the fancy websites and choose all the furniture I want. And you've got to go with mainstream companies that sell a lot of stock. Mm-hmm. And then you go to Gumtree and you type in that product into Gumtree and then you buy it secondhand.
Ah.
Like IKEA's mad for this because everyone's gone to IKEA and bought something and then they move to another city and they just want to get rid of the bed. You get it for half price.
Okay. That's a great idea and that's something that you've been going on and on about this, but that's exactly what I did. So
yeah, but you did it in a way that makes me want to vomit on myself.
There are some items you can and can't and should never get secondhand.
So I needed a bed frame. So I'm looking for queen bed frames and I kept seeing mattresses. And I was like, what kind of filthy animal is buying a secondhand mattress off a stranger? And I'll tell you what kind of filthy animal's doing it.
What kind?
Ed Cavalli's doing
it. Thank you so much.
You disgust me.
I was moving from the city into Newtown, and the way that my house was structured in the first place, that my bed was a mattress on milk crates.
Comfy.
Which is really comfortable.
Not chiropractically sound, though.
And then I thought, you know what? I'm a classy guy. I'm a student. I'm not very rich, but I'm going to fork out for an actual bed. And I thought, no, I know what I'll do. I'll be smart about this. And I went, and I can't remember if it was online or if it was in a trade paper. I think it was online. And I found secondhand beds that were going for $80, base and mattress.
Whoa, good deal.
And I went, and I won't say where it was, but it was in a particular suburb, and it was a motel that was selling.
Oh. And then you turned around and got in your car and went home, right, to Cap and Snooze and got a new mattress, obviously.
No, because I had the van or the truck, right? borrowed it from uni, I remember now. And so we had the truck and we took it, $80, thank you, sir. No, thank you, sir. And I went back and I slept on that bed in two different houses for 5 years.
Oh, my God.
Hashtag bargain, hashtag smart guy, hashtag cheap bed.
Now, I don't think.
You know, remote controls are the most disgusting thing in a hotel room. I've told you this before, but there's only one thing grosser than a remote control, and that's the things that they do on the bed, in a motel.
Solo and with other people.
Mostly solo, probably.
It's like, history.
It's just for
that's
no
history.
One.
Every time you would thump it hard, you'd get like a waft.
Okay,
of that's skin cells.
And I know there. History. I doubt there are people.
A waft of history
going into wafting into the air.
I doubt there are people listening who A, go, yeah, that's normal, or B, yeah, I've done worse than that. I've bought something off Gumtree. I've second-handed it and gone, yeah, worth it for the bargain. So if you were listening and maybe you've seen something on Gumtree and gone, who would do that? Or maybe you've seen something and gone, yeah, all right. Maybe you've driven through a particular suburb during hard rubbish, picked something up, brought it home to your house. We're looking for interesting, disgusting, or controversial secondhand purchases.
I've got one right in front of me right now, actually. I've got a stainless steel urinal. Oh, $125 from Glenmorey.
I'll take that. Yep, Andy. I need a coffee table.
There's not enough eucalyptus spray in the whole world.
Bought something really odd. It's like it's a safe space.
No. Actually,
help you.
I'm on your side. I'm not like these two. I don't judge people who recycle. Yeah, I'm basically David Attenborough or whichever is the one that saves the planet. Yeah, I am someone who has recycled and reused, and I shall not be badgered by you two consumer scumbags.
Oh, no. It's a good chance someone was murdered on that mattress, just so you know, but anyway.
Norman Bates style.
Yeah.
Bunch of tickets to Wet n Wild if you want them. $13,1060. Yep, the weirdest things you've seen on Gumtree, hard rubbish, maybe you've bought it.
Yeah, extra points if you bought. We are talking Josie Grossy things you have purchased secondhand or seen purchased secondhand. Kerry in St. Clair's called up. Good morning, Kerry.
Good morning. How are you?
We are doing so well. We can't wait to see what did you see this? Did you buy it?
No, I seen it and had a really good laugh. A recycled homemade coffin as a coffee table.
Delightful. Classy.
Now, does it have a glass top? Because that means it's something very different.
No, it was polished wood. It was distinguishedly written, polished wood.
Was it made for, did they make it as a coffin and then transform it? Was it used? What's the deal?
No, they made it as a coffin, apparently, because I was reading a little bit on it. But if you can't make homemade coffins, you got to have them certified.
Wow, you got to have them certified. I didn't know that.
Like it's like a box.
Yeah, otherwise it's just everyone at IKEA would be like, "Could I get an extra large box, please, just to take home with me?" Well, that's not my grandma in the boot. All right, let's move on.
That's weird. It's very Adams family, isn't it? Like they would have that, but not normal people. Kristen and Engineen, good morning. What did you see for sale secondhand?
Hi guys, I have actually seen on one of those local buy, swap, and sell sites used belly button rings.
Oh yeah.
Ugh.
No.
Oh, God.
It's an area of the body that you cannot get the stench out of.
Now, do you have to go and remove it yourself, or does it come?
I'm not sure, actually.
It's funny because everyone that gets a belly button piercing, there's always pus at some point. Like, even the best belly button piercing is getting pussy.
Gwen Stefani's lower half is just pus.
It's just pus.
I'm very excited, guys. There's some pretty big news in the Denyer household, and I think I need to front foot this. I don't know whether you've seen the magazines over the last couple of months, but they've made accusations about a growing family.
Yeah, which you've strenuously denied, obviously, because your family's not growing, right?
Well, look, I need to be honest with you guys.
Oh, my God.
So, MC, if we can just give me a drum roll.
Of course.
Are you serious?
Could you find a longer one, please?
Yeah, no, I felt it needed it.
Any second now.
Go.
We have a brand new addition to the Denyer family, guys. Okay. We have had a new baby. Cow.
Oh.
Right.
Yay!
Do you have any, MC, hooray! Do you have any booze?
All right.
Are you serious? This one is personal to me because, Ed Cavalier, you've done nothing but throw hurtful barbs
at me and my farming abilities over the last 12 months. You've called me a fake farmer. You say that six cows is not a herd.
That's true.
And that's hurtful. So today I present to you seven cows and my legit status as an Aussie outback farming guru. Thank you.
Were you there to physically catch the calf when it came out? Like, were you tending the mother? Were you, you know, present for the birth?
No, it just fell out on its own in the middle of the night, and I woke up the next morning and there it was, learning to walk. And it was all wobbly legged, and it's
cute.
I've sent you the photos. What do you think?
Hold on, let me
just it looks like a cow to me. It looks delicious. When are we
lovely.
Australia Day? Are we thinking Australia Day? Australia Day, cook her up real nice.
It's all fluffy and it's little snout and it's a big fluffy ear. We'll put that on the Today FM.
What's its name?
So that's a Scottish Highland cow, right? So they're long haired, they have big horns and they're orangey. They're gorgeous. But I don't know what to do with names. We've named the other ones and the kids have named the other ones, but we're sort of at a loss.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to know what the other names are?
Yeah, we know that we've got a dog called Princess Popping Popcorn named after kids. So that
kind of sets
start.
The scene. Yep. So we've got Rory. That's we've cute. Got Princess Sparkles.
Good.
Thank you, Sailor. We've got Crazy Eyes because you can see the white above and below her eyes and she's flat out crazy. We've got Merida, Agnes and Esme.
Esme?
Yeah.
Big country practice fans.
Yeah, they love it.
That. Okay, so what are we doing here? Are you going to ask me and Ed? Can we throw some suggestions in the ring?
Yeah, I'm sort of out of inspo. And the kid, I can't give it to the names. They can't give the naming responsibility to the kids because that's how we come up with Princess Popping Popcorn.
Yeah, no, they're done.
So do you want to help us out?
Yeah. Scottish, maybe Fergus.
Fergus is good, except I had a dog with an ex-girlfriend who was Fergus. Ooh. Thanks for bringing it up.
All right, have you got any ideas, Ed, or are we going to throw it out to
the
people?
Yeah, I want to call it Carl and Lisa.
What one word? Carl and Lisa, hyphenated.
Celebrate happier times.
13, 10, 60. Let's throw it to the people because obviously they're going to have some better ideas. The more creative, the better. I like the Scottish idea because of Scottish Highland. No Big Mac suggestions unless...
All right, if we're handing over the naming to the people of Sydney, I think it's only fair that this becomes the people's cow. Okay. I think we collectively own this cow.
I don't think anyone cares that much about you having a cow. I mean,
let's just stick to the name at this moment. All right, 13, 10, 60. There is a photo of the cow. It's on our Instagram. Check the Insta story. We are at Today FM Breakfast. Tell us what you think we should name this cow, and we've got a bunch of family passes up for grabs for Taronga Zoo as well.
Yeah, if you call creative names. Granny, you're so excited. A new member of the Denya household. Well, technically not in the household because they're outside in a paddock.
Such a delicious addition to
our
family.
Delicious.
I meant it's aesthetically delicious, as in just looks good.
Yeah, it looks good.
Once you name a cow, that cow is that's pet.
Yeah.
That's pet zone.
So we'll put it out to the people. What should we call this brand new baby calf? Anna, kick us off. Have you got a good cow name, Anna?
Yes.
What is it?
Buttercup.
Oh, that's
Buttercup is gorgeous.
Because she's delicious with butter and, a cup of wine.
That's a good, Emma in Narrowina, you got a better suggestion for our Scottish Highland cow?
This is a very strong Scottish background. You're going to go McGregor.
It's got red hair too. It's not bad. That's McGregor. Pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty. What are you doing? Is McGregor. That a Scottish accent?
Yeah, like McGregor.
McGregor. That sounds like a
McGregor.
There we are.
That's probably better.
Sorry, it took me a couple of guys. I apologize. Oh, Anna, McGregor, it's nice.
Anna from Hornsby, let's name this cow.
Hi, I think it should be called Mackenzie.
Yeah, it's another nice Scottish name.
Mackenzie.
Oh, okay. Different clan. Two clans here today.
Mackenzie.
There you go. Okay. Felicity in Campbelltown, what are we calling this cow?
Crazy Daisy.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, now we got some action. Crazy
Daisy. It is the daughter of Crazy Eyes. So.
Really? Crazy Daisy,
yeah.
Crazy Eyes.
Crazy Daisy, I like
the
it.
The lineage continues. Brianna, good morning. What are we calling this
cow?
Good morning.
I'm Shaggy Coco.
I don't mind Shaggy Coco.
Why not?
A bit of fun, that one. Because it's Shaggy and it's
Coco.
I don't know. Well played. Here comes Dean from Campbelltown. Dean, what are we calling this cow?
It's got to be William Wallace, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's
like that.
Braveheart's real name.
They can take our freedom.
Lives.
But they'll never take our freedom.
Thank you. Thank you, William. Gavin from Narrowline, try following that. What are we going to call this cow?
Dinner.
Yeah. Oh, piss off, Garrett, Gavin. Get him off.
Can I throw in two? Because we need a. What about a couple of puns? Mm-hmm. What about either Nelson Mudela?
Good.
Or to cross species, Mukaibi Diva.
Oh, Mukaibi Diva.
That's not bad.
It's going to be a hard one to catch.
All right. If you've got any other suggestions, by the way, keep them coming through on Instagram. We are at @todayfmbreakfast.
What about Danny Minogue?
That's funny. Good. I like Danny Minogue.
It's 8:29 on Today FM Brekkie. Up next, we're going to find out, let's be honest, why Tiff has been spending a lot of time flying around the world with someone.
Not someone, the sexiest man alive. Yeah.
The only way to get more Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London is to subscribe to the podcast. Head to todayfm.com.au now.
So there's been a lot of secrecy around my house. There's been messages coming in via Instagram, which I don't look at, that my wife showed me, of people saying, are you and Ed still together? Why are you, Tiff? She was in London. She was in New York.
Yep.
She's been in Byron Bay. I haven't been to any of those trips, guys.
Nor are you on her Instagram anywhere to be seen.
Mm. Nope. And the question has been, what's she been doing? And it's true. She has been flying around the world to spend time with, as you people call it, one of the sexiest men.
No, the sexiest, not one of.
I go the capital sexiest, T-H-E.
Richest, and hottest, best body.
She's on the line now to explain herself. Tiff Hall, what on earth have you been doing?
Hi, I've been. I was lucky enough to be invited to be on Chris Hemsworth's team of experts for his new health and fitness app. So, Ed, I need to make a correction there. It's not just one sexy man. I actually am in a team of 10 fantastically ripped,
right between the eyes.
Tiff. I spent a good 20 minutes last night going so deep into this app, into the trainers.
Looking at heaven.
I mean, some of the best bodies on earth, am I wrong?
Yes, and they've got skills. They've got skills. Yeah, we've got fighters. We've got boxers. We've got functional training specialists. We've got yoga, Pilates. Oh, my God. I'm in heaven every day.
I've got skills. I do an okay Clive Palmer impersonation.
Your skill is doing your button up to the top, mate, on your on your collar. That's about it.
Oh, hey, Tiff, laugh that one up.
Tiff, this is amazing for you. This is big. This is global. It's massive. It's huge. Okay. But at any point, like when you perhaps maybe brushed his bicep, of Chris Hemsworth, then was there anywhere there for a second that you just went, time for an upgrade?
Hey.
No, you know what, Grant? It's very humbling when you have your baby traveling with you. It's not really like you're going to New York. I went to New York for 48 hours with a baby. Like, it was always on the go and so brutal, the travel and the work. Okay, and well, look, it was great.
Yeah. Yeah,
but it was worth it. It's worth it to hang out with Chris Hemsworth.
Tell the truth.
Is it true that he's the nicest guy in the world, and as well as being hot and rich?
Absolutely, he is. They are wonderful, and this app is going to be pretty cool. But of course, Ed, what am I all about?
You're all about, as you would say, why are we together when people ask you all the time?
No, Ed, I was saying I'm all about TiffXO.com.
Oh, you're all about TiffXO.com. Yeah, we're still all about...
I'm all about my husband as well.
You're not. You're all about Instagram and TiffXO.com. Leave us with this.
My Insta's blowing up.
I don't care about that.
I'm just waking up. I'm like, oh, this is awesome.
Okay, now you have had physical contact with Chris Hemsworth. True or false?
Yeah, I've trained him and Elsa. Like, that's,
And the wife. It's worse than I thought.
If you're going to have a threesome.
Elsa is gorgeous.
And what's the app called, Tiff, everyone at home?
TiffXO.com.
TiffXO.com. But I am an expert on the Centre Fitness app launching in February as part of a fantastic team of trainers. And it's been a lot of fun to be included.
Good on your dad.
We are so proud of you. And just finally, is it true that Arnie's now calling Chris dad?
Don't be like that. Bye, Tiff.
Bye.
Oh,
see you at home
you.
For a while.
See you. Bye.
The studio smells good, boys.
Doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
It smells like
we've
got a bit of Guy Sebastian in here. Hello, darling.
I love that you guys were playing Pony. I love that song.
It's a sexy track.
There should be more songs about horse riding.
Yeah,
as well.
It's a great sport.
Horses?
Lovely song.
Horses. How are you, mate? Welcome.
I'm good. Yes. Happy New Year.
Yeah, we haven't seen you since before the break. Now, we bring you here firstly to talk about that you are going to be singing live at the Australian Open Final, which is coming up this Sunday. You can see it on your Channel 9, which is great. Uh-huh. Now we move on.
Oh, it is. And not many drunk people there. Like, if you go to the footy, you might get things thrown at you. But tennis people,
it's dignified, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I wrote, like, when I wrote this song, I always thought this is a sports song. It's just called Before I Go. It says, you know, you'll know my name. I'll leave a legacy. And,
like, Tsitsipas. I didn't know who the hell he was a week ago.
He's killing it.
Before I go, we're just kicking it around before I go, we all love the track. It's an absolute banger. It's a banger. But you've sort of declared it a bit of a fight song and a bit of a fight song for yourself. It's a fight song to who?
Just to life, you know, and growing up. And look, I you know, you and I both went through some similar things not too long ago, and it tested both of us. And you know, that mixed in with a whole bunch of other stuff, it just made it sort of... It really emotionally kind of killed me for a bit. So
yeah. When Guy's game show got axed as well, that was hard. Yeah. I love that game show.
You know, it's trying very hurtful. So hard to get it off the ground. It was a good concept. You know, snakes and ladders, nude.
Where did the snakes go?
Well, you know, there you go. So many puns we could have used. But anyway, I just needed something that was a reminder. I've been doing this for 16 years now.
Yeah, wow.
And so I just needed a reminder and a sort of a bit of self-encouragement or something. Just to
I
say,
agree
I,
with
I've
that.
Still got
Did
stuff.
Did it fire you back up?
Oh God, yeah, and it's been received so well, and you know, sometimes you get down about life or your career or whatever, and then you write a song that people start to write in about and say, you know, this is my fight song now, or this is, you know, I've used this for inspiration, and so that's it reminds you again why
love that.
That's excellent. Now, now we move on to Ash.
Yeah.
Our beautiful Ash has a question
for you.
I'm
a bit nervous now.
Yeah.
I have something to ask you.
Yeah.
And you need to be honest with me. And this is one of these that could go either way. Because if you give me one answer, I'll feel like a real idiot.
Mm.
As you know, we are from the same part of Sydney. We live in the same area.
Yep.
And I often walk past your house.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. And there's a couple, and I always say when I go past my husband, it's Guy's house. He goes, yes, I know. And then every time I go back.
Over.
Well, that's the thing. Oh,
it looks very different on the other side.
Well, I was standing outside your house the other day and I could tell that someone was home. And Adrian was like, just go and knock on the door. And I was like, I can't knock on the door. I don't know if we're that close.
No
like,
way.
Would it be weird if
totally
I just knock?
Jules loves you. I love you. Come over.
Even without an invite?
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Yeah.
This is the best ever. Because last week I was going to, and then we did it. And then on the way back, guess who was walking across the road to your house?
Who?
Samantha Jade.
There you go.
And I was like, I know both of them. I could go now.
They're pretty much there every day.
Really?
They were joking because they were there last night, and they were just joking that that's kind of become their second home. But that's
you should know that Daryl Braithwaite has a restraining order out against her.
Great. So it's agreed. I can just knock on the door.
Just come and pop. You know, I'm from Adelaide, right?
Yeah.
Like in Adelaide, you pop in to your friend's house. And I think Sydney's become this real rigid kind of, oh, so when can we meet in the calendar?
Yes,
like you look at your calendar. Bugger that. You know, but
you're going to regret this, Guy.
Like Bathurst, you're not out there going, oh, you know, is Wednesday the 19th good for you? You pop over to each other's farms and milk each other's cows.
We don't even know if he really lives on a farm at this point, Guy.
Don't you dare. I just sent you a photo of my brand new cow. That validates my credentials.
just on that.
Oh, yeah.
Grant has a brand new cow and we're looking for a name. Okay, show him a photo of the calf if you can.
Beautiful.
So we're getting people.
I'm good at looking at things and just popping a name out.
We're getting suggestions on our Instagram. So if you, what should we call his brand new cow?
Gertha.
Add it to the list.
Okay.
He's saying she's fat. Is that
Gertha? I don't know.
It's good stock.
I can't explain it. It just came out.
And
now you look at her and it's a her, right?
I only ever see a Gertha now. Yeah.
It's Gertha.
Gertha was one of the segments on your Nude Snakes and Ladders.
That's right.
So this Sunday, Channel 9 performing at the Australian Open, right before the men's final and obviously before. This is the radio thing to do. When you get someone in the studio, we play the song. Like, you have to introduce it.
Yeah,
it's happened since the dawn of time. So
yes, my fight song. This is actually one of my favourite songs I've ever written, and it's called Before I Go.
Guy Sebastian, thanks
good
so
on
much
you,
for
mate.
Coming in.
Thank
thanks,
you,
matey.
Guys.
Legend.
Guys, this morning we've needed Sydney's help because, Grant, you've got a brand new family member.
We sure do. Gorgeous new cow, little Scottish Highland cow, cute as a button, but needs a name.
We've got so many amazing suggestions on our Instagram at Today FM Breakfast. My favourite... Ed Calverley.
Yeah.
That's
pretty
not bad.
Good.
So good. Ewan McGregor, another good one. Leonardo DiCaprio. You guys are funny.
Of course, there's a Carfy McCarface. That was always going to happen.
That's a bit of fun. And I'm pushing for Danny Minogue. But we're going to put our favourites up. And so you can vote online today.
Yep.
And we'll get a result tomorrow. Someone is going to win the title of Cow Namer.
Love you, bye.
See you,
Today FM Breakfast. With Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalier and Ash London.